That's The Submarines, My Darling Clementine, from one of the For the Kids releases here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're celebrating our time on 93.9 The River in Northampton and celebrating the river in general. Great station. They're making some changes, so we're no longer going to be on the station starting after next week. So just sort of celebrating our time when we were based there. Submarines right there. They had a song in an Apple commercial. I don't remember which song. Oh, a swimming pool. Great song. And they were kind of real big for a little while, and I remember they were coming to town. I don't remember if they were playing at the Iron Horse, at the Calvin, probably the Iron Horse. And Jim Neal, now a regular DJ on the river at the time, was working for the Iron Horse Entertainment Group, and he said, I think they'd be fun on your show, Bill. And we'd been on the air for, I don't know, a couple months. And I think they were a little confused about it, and we were a little confused about it, but he was right. It was great fun, and always enjoyed that memory. We're at the point of the show when I need your help, though, friends. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly. Everybody in Northampton can hear it. Everybody in Austin can hear it. Everybody everywhere that is airing this show can hear it. You're going to yell, are you prepared to rock? Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. That's excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock, rock, rock. Don't spare the rock. Rock, rock, rock. This is a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they
music here from a band that has got to be the band I've booked the most in all my, whatever, 20-plus years of booking family shows. It's the Deedle Deedle Dees. It's Rancher Ants. I hope you are, in fact, prepared to rock.
Raise aping babies. springtime fantastic.
That is the Sippy Cups, band out of the Bay Area. I believe the first band to come and play the Nonap Happy Hour in Northampton when we were based out there on 939 The River. And that remains one of my favorite songs of all time. My favorite kids' songs. One of my favorite songs, period. It's Springtime Fantastic. Kiss did Shout It Out Loud. Always got to play Kiss as a tribute to Monty Belmonte, former program director, morning DJ, man about town at 93.9 The River. And the Deedle Deedle Dees did Rancher Ants. We are celebrating our time on 93.9 The River. A reminder, if you're listening in the Valley, you'll still be able to hear us. You just have to turn over to 103.3 and listen on Valley Free Radio Saturday mornings at 7. But coming up before the end of the show, we're going to hear from Gentle Hen. We're going to hear from Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. Probably at least one more in studio. You should stick around.
Was a castle by a waterfall with a pink and purple wall and a princess living there. She had no parents and was all alone. She got by on her own and she liked it pretty well. She never wore her socks, she had a pet snake. She bought a red guitar, she ate a whole cake. There wasn't anybody there to tell her what to do, so she did what she wanted to. Everybody knew the story of the princess who saved herself. Was a dragon with a pointy tail. He was bigger than a whale, and his breath was terrible. He scared the princess when he came around. Tried to burn the castle down, but she caught him by his tail. And she tied him to a tree so the dragon couldn't fly. She told him he was mean, it made the dragon cry. When he finally apologized, she offered him some tea. He accepted it graciously. Now he visits every weekend with the princess who saved herself.
This is the instrumental section. Little key change. Imagine there's a comedy skit happening here.
It's very funny.
Thank you. It's not going to be funny right now.
There was a witch who was an evil queen. She was wrinkled old and green and she hated everyone. She saw the princess in her silver gown. Put the poison apple down. Asked her where she bought her clothes. So they bought the witch a dress, put some makeup on her face. They started up a band and the dragon played the bass. Every Saturday they play until their fingertips are sore. Mostly math, rock and cuddlecore. And they call themselves the kingdom of the princess who saved herself. The princess who saved herself.
Up high. We don't want no soggy cookie coming around here.
There's a glass of milk right behind me. Uh-oh. Soggy cookie.
Song I have associated with our time in Northampton. It's Tim Burgess with Say Yes. The Royal Order of Chords and Keys, local heroes at one point in the Valley, now living in the Twin Cities, Eric Baganek is. That's Cookies and Milk. And Jonathan Colton, recorded right in our studios at WRSI Northampton, The Princess Who Saved Herself, his big family music hit. Music here from Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem, frequent visitors to the station and to the Meltdown. This is The Green Grass Grows All Around.
There was a little hole, prettiest little hole that you ever did see.
greatest little dirt
that you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
And the dirt's in the hole, and the hole's in the ground, and the green grass grows all around, all around, and the green grass grows all around. And
in that dirt,
there were some roots.
There were some roots.
The prettiest little roots.
Prettiest little roots.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
Well, the roots in the dirt, and the dirt's in the hole, and the hole's in the ground, and the green grass grows.
A little tree.
The prettiest little tree.
Prettiest little tree.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
And the trees on the roots, and the roots in the dirt, and the dirt's in the hole, and the hole's in the ground, and the green grass grows all around, all around, and the green grass grows all around.
Trees on the roots in the dirt, and the dirt's in the hole, and the hole's in the ground, and the green grass grows all around, and the green grass grows all around.
And on that limb,
there was a little nest,
there was a little nest,
the prettiest little nest,
the prettiest little nest,
that you ever did see,
that you ever did see.
And the nest on the limb, and the limb's on the tree, and the tree's on the roots in the dirt, and the dirt's in the hole, and the hole's in the ground, and the green grass grows all around, and the green grass grows all around.
And
in that nest,
there was a little egg.
There was a little egg.
The prettiest little egg.
Prettiest little egg.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
And the eggs in the nest, and the nest on the limb, and the limbs on the tree, and the trees on the roots, and the roots on the dirt, and the dirt's in the hole, and the hole's in the ground, and the green grass grows all around, around, and the green grass grows all around.
There's a little lady in the house, and she loves to run around on the carpet, on a ramp, beneath a spiral staircase. It's a spiral like a shell in a house that's like a boat on a pond that's like an ocean, with a stream that's like a moat. And in this castle lives a girl, stuffed into a pink dress. And she loves to run around, this little lady in the house. And it looks like it's gonna be a looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day in the woods. Yes, it looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day, and it's going to stay that way. There's a light on in the trees, said the crickets
to the squirrels, and they sing in many keys about the brand new baby girl. There's a light on in the woods, said the animals of the wild, and we know they've understood that it's their job to watch the child. And it looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day in the woods. Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day in the woods. Yes, it looks like it's
a band that I have very heavily associated with our time in Northampton and on the river. It's Gentle Hen, formerly known as School for the Dead, Beautiful Day in the Woods, subtitle Ayla. And friends, we've reached the end of the show. Thanks for hanging out with me. My name is Bill Childs. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're celebrating just this week and next. We're celebrating our time on 93.9 The River, 101.5 Brattleboro, out in New England. Then we'll be back to our normal programming, but we've had such a good time being on the river. And we'll miss being on there, but if you're in the Valley, you can still listen. 103.3 Valley Free Radio or sparetherock.com, which is our website. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. You can send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. We start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. This week it is Idlewild. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Await. See the sideshow at Steeplechase Park. Test your strength, guess your weight. La la la, la la la, la la la, la.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.